Governor Charlie Baker says his four-phase plan to reopen the state's economy could begin on Monday. To learn more about the governor's approach on this, we're joined this morning by Steve Pagliuca, co-chair of the private equity firm Bain Capital, co-owner of the Boston Celtics, and a key player in the efforts to reopen Massachusetts after the pandemic. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. You assembled a task force of executives and healthcare leaders on behalf of the Mass High Tech Council, and your group presented a report to the governor's advisory board on reopening. Did the governor's announcement yesterday of this four-phase approach reflect your group's recommendations?
Absolutely. Chris Anderson at High Tech Council was kind of way out ahead of this, and for the membership commissioned a study 5-6 weeks ago on how we could go successfully back to work, and we shared a lot of that with the task force, and I think they're using a very thoughtful process and taking it day to day to make people safe. So yes, very consistent.
Let's go through this. Let's go through the four phases. Phase one, which could take effect, as we said on Monday, starts with limited industries, quote unquote, resuming operations with severe restrictions. Which industries go first, and what do those severe restrictions look like?
Well, as we study the problem, the real issue is we have to keep our hospitals back in balance. So there's three ways to do that. One is by segmenting the people going back to work, which is what this plan talks about, this initial phasing. The second are treatments, therapeutics in the near term. And the third are really policies at the workplace to reduce the spread of the virus. As you know, the virus has a very, very high spread factor, it's a 2.5 exponential factor, and then following that with testing and tracing. So the governor's plan calls for a phased-in rollout where you're going to have to observe a lot of these what we'll call new workplace norms, distancing, wearing masks, washing hands, all the techniques to really stop that spread of the virus. And so those will be, I think, really important for the public and for any businesses going back to work.
And so what businesses go first in phase one, perhaps starting Monday?
You know, I'm assuming he has stated that it's businesses that don't require large crowds and a lot of contact with people. So we'll take it from a backwards standpoint. I think that certainly sporting events, large gatherings, that's a real problem with how this virus spreads. So they're not going to open things with crowds anytime soon. So I think some essential manufacturing can come back with reconfiguration of the workplaces with these techniques that are being put in to keep people safe. So those may be on the list. Anything that any business that can configure itself not to have close contact and to use those policy techniques to stop the spread. Many businesses will continue to work from home. Again, the easiest way to stop this R factor is to stop contact with each other. Obviously, that's hard to do in an in-person setting.
Phase two of the governor's plan will be cautious, according to Governor Baker. At any time, should we be prepared for a backslide? Will we be prepared for a backslide, Steve?
Well, studying this virus across the world and comparing to past pandemics, there most likely is a second wave. And the goal would be to try to put everything we can possibly in place with new workplace norms. You know, having transit, having not put pressure on the transit system, doing testing and tracing, wearing masks. It's really critical to wear masks. The studies we've looked at show that mask is one of the key factors of reducing the outflow of the virus and therefore the spread. So, but even with all that, many times you see a kind of second wave. The key is to keep that second wave down as low as possible. And the key in all this is to buy time until we can have a vaccine. And there are therapeutics like remdesivir that have been proven to help with the condition. So we just have to buy that time. And unfortunately, part of that's going to include probably some kind of second wave. The key is keeping that second wave down as low as possible.
In talking about a vaccine, you've kind of jumped ahead to phase four, which would be the new normal, according to Governor, which hinges, he says, on the development of a new vaccine or effective treatments for COVID-19. How optimistic are you about getting to phase four before the end of this year, or is it more likely next year?
I would say it's more likely next year, given the complexities of building a vaccine and making sure that vaccine is safe. I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping it can be in the fourth quarter of this year. But normally vaccines take 2, 3, 4 years. So it's incredible what companies are doing right now. And the technology has really changed. So you can use mapping of the genome to really enhance the vaccine development process. And they're parallel processing a lot. You have to talk about first developing a vaccine that works, and I think there's 101 different efforts out there doing that with different techniques. But second, getting scale production, you're going to need for America alone 360 million doses and billions for the world. So I think the governor is right. That we have to be very cautious, and this could be an 18-month time frame. So we have to prepare for the case that it's going to be 18 months and use these techniques to mitigate the virus and hope that therapeutics also come along and are effective. But I think the over-under is somewhere around between 18 months or so.
All right. So last question then, quick answer to this. It sounds like what you're talking about is that the state is going to endure some economic pain ahead before we get to this new normal.
Clearly, the economy is not going to be operating at its former levels as you phase in. But I think there's really the governor has a thoughtful plan on that phase in, and you have to put public safety first. The worst case that we can have is to rush in too quickly, to not have the procedures in place that stop that spread factor and go back into a second wave that's larger than the first wave, which puts our hospital system out of balance. I think people... A collateral damage of this virus is Massachusetts hospitals in aggregate are losing billions of dollars this year because they're not doing their normal services. That's really been scaled back, and it's really been all focused on Corona, which is the appropriate thing. But that's not an economic model that can work for hospitals as an industry. So it's really important that we phase back in, not really put the hospital capacity out of balance, and do this in the right way. So I think the governor has exactly the right approach here. It's very thoughtful, and they'll continue to look at the data and roll it out piece by piece.
All right, Steve Pagliuca, co-chair of Bain Capital, co-owner of the Boston Celtics, and a key player and an organizing force in the plan to reopen the Massachusetts economy. Thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition today.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be here.